This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. And back to the Olympics now. The first round of men's basketball will start in a big way with the U.S. playing China and Yao Ming. The game will be the first indication of whether the United States, with all those highly paid NBA superstars, can climb back to the top of world basketball. From Beijing, here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
The United States men's basketball team stood atop that world in 1992, imperiously looking down on its so-called competitors at the Barcelona Olympics.
How much do you know about Angola, the guy that you would be playing there? And
I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
That's the ever-quotable Charles Barkley in an excerpt from a Nike documentary called Road to Redemption. Angola was in trouble. Everyone was, in fact. With the Olympics opening up the basketball competition to professionals for the first time, the USA sent to Spain a dream team of Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Barkley, and others. Not only did they beat Angola by 68 points on the way to the gold medal, but Barkley couldn't resist throwing the elbow felt round the world against an obviously slimmer Angolan opponent, said Sir Charles, who evidently missed the pre-Olympic lecture about sportsmanship. You hit me, I'll hit you, even if it doesn't look like he's eaten in a while. 16 years later, the incident still makes Chris Paul chuckle, but the 23-year-old point guard for Team USA just as quickly loses the grin.
We know to respect everyone, you know, and that was then, this is now.
It's not false humility. Every one of the 12 NBA stars on this U.S. team agrees. They've dubbed themselves the Redeem Team, and the nickname alone tells the story of what happened in between Barkley's shenanigans and now.
There's the exclamation point for Argentina. Look at the joy on the Argentinian faces and the disappointment in the United States.
A couple of things happened after 92. Little Spanish kids and Lithuanian kids and Serbian kids fell in love with the Dream Team and learned the game the right way, with an emphasis on team play. Meanwhile, the rich and celebrity-absorbed NBA moved further away from team ball. The twin phenomena collided at the Summer Olympics 4 years ago.
And the United States will not win gold in Athens. So for the first time since the NBA players participated, the United States men failed to win at all at the Olympic Games.
And so the Redeem Team has come to Beijing with an eight-year-old chip on its shoulder. That's how long it's been since the last gold medal. The 12 Redeemers say they've trained themselves through their three-year commitment to Team USA to leave their hoops egos back home. Two-time Olympian Carlos Boozer of the Utah Jazz points to the Americans' unselfish play in a handful of pre-Olympic games in China.
I mean, we had games where we had over 30 assists. We've had games where you look at the stat sheet and it was like, you know, eight guys were in double figures. We've had games where we might have moved the ball 7 to 8 times, 4 or 5 straight possessions before a shot was taken. And that doesn't happen in the NBA.
The last of those exhibitions was a close win over Australia. The Aussies played without their starting center, Andrew Bogut, an NBA player himself. Here's his teammate, Matt Nielsen.
They say maybe they weren't on top of their game. We definitely feel like we've got a massive upside. I mean, our best player didn't play. He sat and watched. So We feel like we can do a lot better than we did.
And so it is with men's Olympic basketball in 2008. No early surrenders, no one quaking in the face of Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and company. Although the Americans say they're on a mission, so are all the teams here. Teams like Spain and Argentina, who are loaded with talent and whose understanding of the international game, its different rules and tactics, is deeply ingrained. U.S. coach Mike Krzyzewski exhorts his players by saying America invented basketball. It's our game. But to reclaim it, the U.S. has to do what the rest of the basketball world did starting 16 years ago. Catch up. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.